All right, I have another very special guest with me at the Friday night feature here on True Metal Lives Radio. Vocalist from a band that's kind of an underground legends, if you will, in the Ventura, California area. Basically a band I've been kind of following throughout the 80s and 90s. First discovered them thanks to their album artwork, being a big fan of Michael Moorcock and stuff back in the day. But anyway, with me today, Tim Baker from Cirith Ungol. Tim, welcome to the Friday Night Feature.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great here. First off, I want to thank you very much for taking time out. I know you've had a pretty hectic schedule trying to get everything in the works and stuff that's going on for our upcoming festival. But thank you very much for spending some time with me today.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I've had a lot of crazy stuff going on besides all that kind of stuff. I got a car wreck a couple of weeks ago, so that's always nice.
Oh no, I hope you're okay. I mean, obviously
yeah, a little bit of whiplash, but I mean, you know, that's about it. It's all good, no problem.
Oh man.
Yeah, you know, things happen.
Well, speedy recoveries, and hope the whiplash and everything works its way through quickly.
Headbanging doesn't help any, but boy, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Exactly. I guess first thing we'll talk about, maybe we'll just kind of touch base a little bit on the band's origin story, if you will. Just for those who may not be familiar with the band, or those who, you know, since you guys have been out of the spotlight for a bit, you know, just to kind of refresh the listeners on what you guys are all about and where you come from.
Actually from Ventura, California, which is a coastal town about 60, 70 miles up the coast from Los Angeles, so it's kind of removed from there, out of the scene, so to speak, and that. The original guys in the band, I mean, the original guys, Rob, Greg, and Jerry, they all started playing, like, way before I met them, so, I mean, they had the band going and everything. I met them in high school, and, you know, I saw him, like, you know, walking around, you know, it's like, you know, hey, they play metal guys, right, you know, so, you know, I met him, and then he invited me up to their, where they used to practice up at Rob's parents' house. They had, like, they had taken over the upstairs, a couple of bedrooms and stuff, and they had their whole, like, thing all packed up with drums and amps and everything, and, you know, they got kind of invited up there, and, you know, really dug it, and then started hanging out, and, you know, helping them out, and then, you know, this kind of, everything kind of progressed, and, you know, Rob and I used to do, well, at least I helped them do a lot of recordings and stuff like that, and, you know, eventually Rob and I would, like, you know, hang around afterwards and do vocals and things like that, and, you know, it just kind of turned into, you know, me, like, actually being in the band, and things kind of just kind of steamrolled from there, so that's just how, I mean, those guys were a lot together, you know, for, quite a while before I met him, so, and they were doing, you know, covers, and, you know, in the originals at that time also, and that was like, oh my god, that was probably mid-70s, I can't remember, but it was like 70, I've only met him in 73, something like that, so, it's been quite a while.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about the name of the band. It's Cirith Ungol, kind of, a lot of people think it's a hard see, you know, Cirith Ungol from the Lord of the Rings, but I've heard that you pronounce it with a soft C. Is there a reason that was
that? Yes, that's true. Well, like I said, they had the name before I ever met them, so it's actually from, like you said, it's from Lord of the Ring, and it's, I guess it's a path between the two, well, where she lives. If anybody knows what that is, it's a giant spider in the Lord of the Ring, right? So the path of the spider is, like, really Cirith Ungol means, but they call it Cirith Ungol. So they had the name long before I met him, and that, you know, I always thought that was kind of an unusual name. I mean, it's, I wouldn't have chosen that name, but then again, maybe he had the name when I met him. So I mean, what am I going to do about it?
Sure.
I mean, it kind of grows on you. It's kind of distinctive, and nobody really had named their band. I mean, there's a lot of bands now that are, you know, things from the Lord of the Rings and all kinds of, like, epic, you know, writings and everything like that. So I mean, it was one of probably the original band that ever named themselves anything like that, so it's kind of stood the test of time, I guess you could say.
Definitely. I mean, you see there's a lot of very similar sounding names out there in bands. So at least, you know, that's one thing you guys got going for you, is you won't be confused with the other Sirith Ungol over on the East Coast or in Europe or whatever. So
I don't think there's another Sirith Ungol anywhere.
Right, exactly.
Is there?
Not that I know of, no.
Like Linus Tirith and all of the other kind of stuff, you know, just, you know. So, yeah, there's a number of bands now that are taking the name for Lord of the Rings and, you know, Elric books, and I mean,
right.
You have Moorcock books and everything, so, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. It's interesting. So, I mean, whenever I see a band name like that, I kind of go, oh, that's cool, man. I think, you know, kind of check them out, see what they sound like.
Definitely. Speaking of Michael Moorcock and Elric, obviously you guys are well known for having the Elric artwork on all your main albums throughout the years. Whose idea was it to go with that theme?
Well, it was kind of a group decision. Originally, before we thought of doing that, the original idea was to do like a Frank Frazetta covers.
Oh, nice! Also,
you know, who did the Conan things and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, but I mean, that was kind of a hard thing to accomplish, and a couple other bands. I think what's that? Molly Hatchet actually used
yep.
other covers. Like, oh my
exactly.
God, you know what I mean? Like, really, a southern rock band using Frank Frazetta? That seems kind of a weird deal, but you know. So anyway, I mean, like,
they
you
messed
know,
me up because I bought their albums because of their artwork, and I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm expecting something totally metal. And
I'm sure a lot of people did the same thing and kind of go like, hello, what's all this? Like Lynyrd Skynyrd type thing, right?
Right.
Hey, I love Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I'm not a big Molly Hatchet fan. But so anyway, yeah, like I said, the original thing was to do that, and then, you know, that was never really going to work out. So, I mean, we're all fans of the Moorcock books and the Elric stories and stuff, and, you know, we just ended up getting a hold of Michael Whelan, who did the artwork and stuff, and nobody had ever asked him, you know, for to do a cover or anything for a record or anything like that. He'd just done the book. He'd done a lot of book covers and things like that, and he was, you know, semi-well known. And, you know, we were surprised. He said, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we talked to him, and, you know, we got the artwork from him, and we did the first record and everything, and, you know, it just kind of went from there. And then, I mean, a lot of other bands ended using some of his other artwork and stuff, but, you know, we have the exclusive thing with the Elric pictures.
Nice.
And so I mean, like I said, he was out in LA a number of years back, and he actually brought some of the original paintings with him, and we checked them out. That looked really cool. Like a super nice guy, really, you know, really cool. So I mean, we're so happy that we're able to do that, because I mean, without those covers, you know, I mean, that's half the draw of, like, you know, if somebody picks up something and goes, oh my man, look at this cover on this, you know, this record, this CD or whatever, they're gonna, like, you know, want to get that. But, you know, it really makes it the albums or the CDs really pop, you know, and I mean, it they're such great covers that, you know, I think we're much better off using those instead of ever trying to use a Frazetta one anyway. So I like them a lot better, so.
Well, they got you at least one fan in me. I've always been a huge Michael Moorcock fan and an 80s metal fan. And all of a sudden I stumbled upon your artwork on the albums, and I'm like, okay, got to have this. So I pick it out, you know, grab it, and the music actually is what kept me there then. You know, it's the artwork snared
it. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Well, see, you know. Now you probably picked up Molly Hatchet too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but I have to say I much prefer your music. It fits the covers much better than Molly Hatchet's does.
Yeah, that's cool. That's funny, though. Right? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people did look at those album covers and go, oh, you know, this has got to be good. Or whatever,
right.
You know, and then maybe they go, oh, no, this sucks, or, you know, they don't really like it, you know, like you did. So, yeah, it helped a lot. So, I mean, it was a really plus for our favor.
Nice. Let's talk a little bit about, kind of what's going on now a little. Precede that. There's a festival going on in Ventura in a couple of weeks. When this interview airs, it'll be just a week away. It's actually my very first ever trip to California was for this festival. So, and it was even before I knew you guys were on the bill. It was like, I heard good things about the first Frost and Fire. And I'm like, all right, Frost and Fire 2, I still got to get to that. So the day everything got announced by Jarvis, I had my plane tickets, my hotel booked, and car rental. Everything was set up. That's first day, you know, show tickets, everything. So I'm like, that's it. I'm going to California. Immediately called my buddy from Green Bay, you know, a little north of here, and we're like, that's it. We're going this time. So we skipped out our usual Chicago festival, which is just down the road, to save up for it. So.
Ragnarok,
yep, Ragnarokker. We're like, we'll pass Ragnarokker this year, save up the bucks, and make an adventure out of it. So
that's cool, man.
And of course, in your hometown, and you guys are reuniting for the show. How did all that shake out?
Well, like you said, it kind of started last year at the first one. I know you know Jarvis.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah, who's Night Demon. So he's the guy who put on the first festival. He's putting on this one too, also, by the way.
Yes.
And you know, he decided, you know, he asked us, you know, hey, I want to name it, you know, Frost and Fire and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we said sure. And you know, he decided, I really want to do a meet and greet with the fans and everything like that, you know. And like, it's been, well, God, you know, like, years and years and years before we were, like, you know, all kind of in the same place and everything and doing it. We never really did anything like that. So, you know, we ended up setting that thing up, and it was such a great experience, you know what I mean, just meeting a lot of people from around the world and everything that, you know, that had supported the band and, you know, really loved it for, like, all these years and stuff like that. And then, you know, things just kind of went from there, and you know, he kind of, like, you know, talked to us, you know, hey, you know, I want to do another one next year, you know. There's any possibility maybe you guys, like, you know, could possibly, you know, get back together and, like, you know, just, you know, give it a shot and see what happens. You know, maybe, you know, we can, you know, try to do it. If not, you know, we won't do it. We'll just do a festival or something. So we ended up you know, it took a little while to get, you know, figure out what we were going to do, and we ended up kind of getting together a couple of times and practicing a little bit and said, well, you know, this is not so bad. So we decided, well, yeah, okay, well, you know, let's give it a shot, you know, I mean, because it's been so long and a lot of, you know, we really felt like kind of crappy about it. You know, we never did a lot of extended touring. And, you know, a lot of people had never got to see the band and stuff like that, and but the support is over all the years and everything, and, you know, I mean, we're not getting any younger and everything like that, so we figured, you know, it's going good, so, I mean, we figured, you know, let's play, you know, I mean, let's try to give something back to, like, people, you know, and, you know, hopefully they'll enjoy it, and, you know, I mean, I think it'll be fun. And it's really a trip, you know, doing this after so many years. But I mean, I guess it's about time. I mean, it looked like it was never ever going to happen, and then, you know, everything just kind of, like, you know, fell into place, and we're doing it here in a couple of weeks. So you know, you'll be able to like, you'll be the judge. You decide, you know, but I think it'll be good, and. It's going pretty good. The practices are good, and you know, I think it'll be fun. So I hope everybody enjoys it.
Let me ask you this now. A lot of times when you hear about reunions, it's you know, one or two originals and a few new guys. Maybe you know, half the band was there. But this is everyone that's been there before. I mean, you know, everyone. You know, no newcomers really to the band. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, there's only one newcomer that is the bass player, which is going to be Jarvis. He's playing bass with us.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yes, he is. Because, yeah, we originally we've tried to get Flint, you know, and he lives out of state, and he's got all kinds of stuff going on and stuff, but it just didn't really work out. And he couldn't make it out here, you know, any kind of thing, and then, you know, he just kind of, like, said, well, you know, I'm not really gonna be able to do it, stuff like that. So, you know, which, I mean, it's good, because, I mean, Jarvis is great. I mean, he's a great musician, great singer. I mean, you know, he's obviously the driving force behind Night Demon and the festivals and everything like that. He's a great guy. And, you know, I mean, he even feels bad about it. You know, he goes, oh, man, he goes, I hope everybody's not going to be all disappointed, because he feels, like, let down that he didn't get everybody back together. And I told him, hey, look, man, I go, you know, just the fact that we're doing it, you know, with you is freaking fantastic. You know what I mean? If there's only one guy that's not there, I mean, that's, you know, that's not a big deal. And actually, we actually got Greg, you know, which is really amazing, because he was only on the first record at all. He wasn't on any of the last three that we did. So, I mean, that's you know, I go, you can't look at it like, you know, we're missing one guy, you know, you can't look at it like, well, it's most of the guys that were actually in the band. So, I mean, it, you know, it's pretty original, and it's, you know, it should be cool. It's going to be fun.
Jarvis, I mean, I met him when they were here in town in Milwaukee a year and a half ago or so, and great guy, and I mean, Night Demon was total full-on beast mode up on stage, so definitely he's gonna do good for your bassist.
I love those guys. Every time they play around here, man, we go see him and stuff, you know, like I said, I mean, we end up, like, when we first got together, I mean, we went to their practice place, you know, and, like, robbed out on Dusty's drums, and we plugged into their amps, and, like, you know, the whole thing, and just, like, you know, just break practice like that for a while, and then after we decided, well, let's, you know, make a go out of it, you know, we ended up getting our own place, and, you know, getting a bunch of equipment and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's all due, basically, really, to Jarvis. So, either you can, tell him, like, you know, thanks, or whatever, or he can be the guy to blame.
Well, I have to say one more, you know, compliment about Jarvis is his business sense is incredible. I mean, this day and age, it's very hard to be a touring band, you know, unless you have some really major support, you know, which is very rare. But he's been on tour for years.
They were on tour all summer. They did a month and a half, I think, all over Europe, you know, all over. They did the festival things all over there, plus, like, the, you know, standalone gigs all through, you know, everywhere from Sweden to Germany and everywhere like that. And then they came back and did, like, another month all over the United States. I think they said they did 17,000 miles.
Yeah, man, that's...
Something like that, like, all, you know, all the way across the United States and back, you know what I mean? So, and then, you know, and the whole time, like, trying to get, you know, at the same time he's on his laptop while we're, like, in the van, like, driving 12 hours from one place to the next, like, you know, booking bands for Frost and Fire 2 and making flights and hotel rooms for all the bands. I mean, it's just, you know, he's a, you know, it's so funny, man. He's, he, like, I call him Barnabas, like, the old, like, vampire dude. The guy never sleeps. You know, he's just always up and at him, man. He's a fantastic guy. I mean, he's just, I can't believe how he does the stuff that he does. I mean, you know, but besides getting up on the stage and just kicking some ass, you know, in Night Demon, so I got to hand it to the guy, you know, I mean,
definitely.
It's really hard to do, so, and he's good at it.
Yeah, and he's a great interview, too. I just listening to him when I interviewed him, totally, you know, he had all of his plans in line, and, you know, he just was a great spokesman on top of everything else.
I almost was going to have you put this off until, or I was going to have you do it on a Sunday or whatever, because that's one of the days when everybody's down there at the studio where we practice and stuff. We could ask me, like, and I just had everybody, you know, answering questions and stuff, but, you know, we got a bunch of stuff. I mean, we only have a couple more weekends and stuff, so.
Right, exactly.
So we are practicing during the week and stuff, so, I mean, we do the big thing on the weekend, the whole, you know, whatever run through and stuff, so. No, he's got it all together, man.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about what to expect when you guys hit the stage then. Do you guys kind of got a set list already worked out that you've been working on? And are you focusing on one album over another, or are you kind of mixing it up throughout the entire era?
Really, we're hitting every record that we did. Yeah, we're definitely doing stuff off each one. And it's, you know, it's all the ones that you probably would expect.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to really, like, name all the songs that we're doing, but, I mean, yeah, it's what you'd expect. We're doing stuff off, you know, I think we're probably doing at least, like, two or three off each one, and, like, some of the other ones that, you know, we're doing, like, three or four off the other records and stuff, so, yeah, it's a pretty big cross-section of, you know, the whole, like, history of the thing, so hopefully it's all the ones that people want to hear. And, you know, if it's not, then, you know, if we ever decide to do this again, we'll just have to throw those in.
Oh, there you go. Do you have the dates and what day you guys are going on and any more information you can share to the listeners right now?
Frost and Fire?
Yep, exactly.
Frost and Fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's on October 8th, which is a Saturday. So I think we're actually going on, I think, at 10:30. So
nice.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think the doors open at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. I mean, there's, you know, it goes on all day. It's a 3-day thing. So, you know, it's 2 different venues actually over 3 days. So.
That's right. It switches from one to another and then back again or something. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but the venues are like, you know, they're like, you can take a 5-minute walk to get to one to the other, so no big deal. So, and Ventura's not really that big of a town, so I mean, and I'm sure wherever you're staying is probably, you know, near enough to the place where you don't have to do any driving when you're like, you know, when you're out there drinking or whatever you're gonna do. You don't want to do that. So.
Right, exactly.
No, we're playing on a Saturday, so we're playing on October 8th, the Saturday at 10:30. So, yeah, make sure you don't oversleep or something.
No. I plan on being there, both the Friday and Saturday all day. Yeah, I always like to check out the early bands, too, because, you know, running a radio station, you never know when you're going to find a cool new band. And that's one of the things I always like doing is digging out up the bands you might not otherwise know about. So, definitely.
The thing that I mean, there's a lot of the ones I've never heard of or whatever, you know, I'll check them out. I go on YouTube, you know, obviously the same thing you probably do.
Yep, exactly.
You know, check out bands like, you know, like some of the bands like Midnight, you know, Mindless Sinner and bands like that. It's like, I mean, I have no idea what that is, you know. Like,
right.
The other guys like Thrust, I mean, I know who they are because I've actually seen them before and stuff. You know, I saw them last year in the Keep It True Festival in Germany. So, and then we flew out there with them and stuff, kind of hung out at the same hotel. So, really cool guys. So, they're playing Friday. So, you know, that should be good too, so.
Are you going to be there on Friday as well?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'll be hanging out, yeah.
Cool. And then, of course, Grim Reaper's there on Sunday for a while, I believe. Sunday, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, I mean, they got the, you know, I think on Friday is also, Slough Fag and Omen, too. So, I mean, yeah,
right.
It's going to be great, man.
Definitely a loaded weekend show in Ventura. Friday, I think, is sold out now, if I'm not mistaken. I believe Friday sold out, did it not? Or is Saturday sold out, too?
Yeah. It's actually in a smaller venue. Okay. It goes back to the Ventura Theater on Saturday, and then back on Sunday it goes back to the other venue. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it is sold out. So, but, you know, if anybody wants to get tickets, they can always check. And,
right.
You know, maybe they can, at least they can come to Saturday. So, you know, yeah.
Definitely. Anything else you... Change the topic a little bit. I wanted to ask you, I guess, some of the your back catalog is being re-released.
Yes, they're actually, they have released the first 3 records in the recent past, and they've done them, like, you know, in vinyl and, like, special, like, extra thick black vinyl and different colored vinyl. I mean, different, like, digipacks, all kind of stuff, but actually, the Metal Blade Europe finally secured the rights to Paradise Lost, which they're getting ready to re-release. Digipak also, and actually vinyl, which is kind of cool because it was never ever on vinyl.
That's
ever,
nice.
Even back when it was released, because I mean that was kind of a dead format at that time.
Sure.
And since it's made such a comeback, you know, they're actually making it on vinyl, which is really cool. Because I mean we supplied them with like the original artwork and everything, so that, you know, it's going to be, you know, the full size album cover and everything. There's another great Elric picture, so I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I mean, I haven't had a turntable for years, so I'm looking forward to getting the vinyl just to like have the album cover that size. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. So, frame it and put it on your wall, if nothing else.
It's such a weird story about that record. We've been trying to get them to do something with that. We released it for years and years. It's been out of print and stuff, and it wasn't up to Metal Blade. At one time, Brian, I think, he was part of Warner Brothers for a while, and then he got it back, and it's just like a weird thing. Somehow Warner Brothers had the rights to a whole bunch of the stuff, which one of the things was our record, and we could never get the rights back from them, and there was never a reason why. They just didn't want to deal with anybody, I guess, or something. guess they hounded him enough and hounded him enough. I mean, these are the guys in Europe. They've meddled by Europe, not here in America. But they hounded him enough, they finally secured the rights to actually re-release it only in Europe, by the way, which seems kind of weird. But, I mean, I think they're going to try to work on re-releasing it here in America, too. But, yeah, they did a real good, I mean, they got the tapes, they remastered it, and I've actually heard all that stuff. So, I mean, it sounds really, really good. They did they gave them all kinds of, like stuff that had never been released, like artwork, I mean, pictures, everything like that. They did a really nice booklet in it, and, you know, like so I said, it's really a special edition type thing, which is really cool, since it's never been out for years and years, and I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on it, so hopefully, I think we might have some at the show, supposedly, I'm not sure, but I mean, there's
That'd a rumor nice.
That we may have some of the copies there, so we may have some, there may be some for sale. I mean, Metal Blade's going to be there, so they might have some. I'm not sure if it's going to make it or not there, but I really hope so, because I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, definitely.
It should be really good. Like I said, I've heard it, and it sounds like, you know, it sounds really good, and it looks really good, and, you know, so I'm really pleased with the way it came out.
Well, if they have some there, I'll definitely be grabbing one and walking over to you with a Sharpie in hand, so.
Oh, well, yeah, no problem.
I do collect a bit of vinyl. I know one of the other guys that's coming out, Randy Kastner, I'm sure he'd probably be all over it as well, because he loves his vinyl as well.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm down in my son's room right now, and he's got a turntable sitting up there, but I don't even think it's hooked up, so maybe I'll try to hook it up.
Nice. Speaking of stuff like that, are you going to have any sort of merchandise available? A little booth or anything? Do you have any t-shirts or anything?
Yeah, we got, there's going to be, there's going to be a number of things. We have some new design t-shirts and stuff. They're going to have, the design for this year's t-shirt for the Frost and Fire Festival are going to blow your mind. I mean, they're so cool, man. And like I said, that's the Frost and Fire, like for the event like t-shirt. So, but yeah, we're gonna have some other like some new t-shirt designs that we've gotten in recently. Nobody's ever seen it before.
Oh, cool.
And like I said, we're gonna have different, like we're gonna have a backlog of vinyl and stuff. I think we have some patches and all. You know, yeah, we have quite a few things actually, which is kind of cool. So. Hopefully, yeah. Unless the band like scarfs up everything, then maybe there'll be some left over for everybody to
hold. It's good to be fans of your own stuff. So, with all this being said, with the reunion and everything, has there been any talks on maybe working on any new music or making something more of it?
We've been talking about it, and, like I said, things are going really well, and we're really looking forward to the reunion and stuff like that, so I think that, you know, the plan is to, keep going, and, you know, and hopefully, actually, I can tell you that we have been working on stuff, so, and some new stuff, so we're not going to play any of it at the thing because it's not quite, it's not ready to go yet. But
sure.
Yeah, we have actually been working on stuff, so in the meantime, but we're really gearing up just to do this festival thing. But like I said, we would actually like to put another record out. So, I mean, eventually that should happen. So, we just get our act together and, get working on it. So, hopefully that'll happen in the next, in the near future, I hope.
Nice. Well, there are a couple more Moorcock Elric book covers that haven't been touched yet, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, he actually has a couple of other paintings that of those that were never on book covers, too, that we've seen. So nobody else has ever seen them, I don't think, so, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that'd be nice. Especially, kind of like the new era of the band.
Pretty awesome looking, too, so.
Oh, man. You might want to use one of those just for so that we get to see what they look like,
Like I said, I have all the book covers and we're like, I've gone through and go, oh man, we should use that one. Oh no, we should use that one. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a hard choice. So I mean, we'll see what happens.
Definitely. Have you noticed any changes in the writing then with the new music that you're working on, or?
Well, you know, it's really weird. I mean, we're trying to. Well, through the records anyway, it was kind of a natural progression of the way things went. I mean, obviously, you know, Paradise Lost is a bit, you know, more, I don't want to say modern sounding than the other records, but it did have a kind of a different vibe to it and stuff. So, I mean, we're trying to keep things, you know, kind of the original vibe, you know. I mean, that's the only way we know how to do anything anyway. I mean, we got our own weird style, so. I mean, anything that we're going to do is probably going to sound like us, so hopefully, you know, we can come up with something, you know, that's worth releasing, and, you know, I mean, if it's not, we won't release it, obviously, but, I mean, I don't think there's not any big changes than what we had ever done before, so hopefully it'll still be the same, you know, the same vibe, the same kind of sound and stuff like that, just obviously sound better, so, you know, we'll work on it.
Nice. Why don't you share with us the any sort of website or Facebook contact link, stuff like that, so people can check you guys out online. You know, it is the era of social media and all that.
We're on Facebook. We have a Sarah Bungle page on there. I have a page on there. Rob has a page. Twitter, Sarah Bungle's on Twitter also.
Nice.
I'm not sure if there's an Instagram account or not, but I've got to check that out. I mean, there's just, you know, I mean, I look at the Facebook stuff and like that. I'm not really that much on Twitter, but I mean, I know we do have an account there because Rob's always talking about it, so. and also, I think Instagram too, we're on there too. He's like always like, you know, oh man, there's like tons of like, tons of chicks out there, like, you know, with Ungle stuff, like, okay, man. But no, I mean, everybody wants to find us, you know, find out what's going on, listen to stuff, or get merchandise and stuff. They just have to, like, you know, they say go on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and just, like, you know, search Sarah Bungle. It's not that hard to find, so, which would be cool, so go out and do it.
And if you are in the Ventura, California area, of course, on October 8th, you can see you guys live, definitely, so.
Man, I hope everybody's going to, like, be out here, so, I mean, I know they've, you know, it's going to be great, you know, I mean, obviously, we're not the only thing to come here for. I mean, you know, it's a great town. I mean, there's going to be a lot of great bands. It's a three-day thing, and there may not be any other metal festivals here on the West Coast that I can even think of, so. I mean, as far as, like, you know, underground or classic or, you know, old school or whatever metal you want to call it, I mean, you know, which is really good for, like, the diehard fans. I mean, like I said, they do things like this all over here, but I know they have them back east because you're already talking about them that you go to and stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But there's not that many of them out here because, I mean, I don't know why, but, you know, like I said, Jarvis is, like, trying hard to make this, a destination thing, like, once a year, so, I mean, you know, everybody within the sound of our voice, you know, come on out, man, support metal, so.
Awesome. All right, I do want to thank you, and of course, after the interview airs, I'll be playing some various different songs. I haven't really chosen which ones I plan on throwing in yet, but
cool.
Probably a mixture from all the different albums or whatever, so we'll be listening out to some tunes. Anything else you want to mention that I didn't bring up, or any last words to the listeners or fans or anything?
First of all, thank you for doing this. I mean, you know, pretty cool, and I'm sorry that it took me so long to get back to you and everything like that. And
it's all good.
I'm looking forward to meeting you when you come out here. I mean, I'm sure you'll have a great time. I just want to say thank you for this. And I just want to say thank you to anybody that's listening that, you know, been a fan of our band or the future fan of the band or supported us over the years. I mean, it's the only reason why any of this is still happening is because of that. I mean, really, you know what I mean? And the internet has a lot to do with it over the years. I mean, just, you know, the outpouring of support, like I said, I mean, there's people all the time, you know, on Facebook and social media and stuff now, you know, talking to us and going back and forth. And the only reason why we're doing what we're doing right now is because of the people that have supported us over the years and stuff. And we just want to say thank you. and you know how much we really appreciate that, and you know, hey, we love you guys, and you know, we'll see you soon.
Awesome. It's my pleasure to talk to you, Tim, definitely. Like I said, I've been a fan of the band since I stumbled upon the album artwork, and you know, the rest is kind of history and all that stuff. Definitely. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, let's check out some Sirith Ungol.
Right on.